You're listening to SBS News.
Video: blogger, activist and husband to current Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. The charges against Sergei Tikhanovsky included organising mass unrest and inciting hatred. Denis Mikushev, head of prosecution office of Gomel region, announced his sentence along with others.
Tikhanovsky, Sakhar, Papu have been sentenced respectively for 18 years for Tikhanovsky and 16 years for Sakhar and Papu of imprisonment. Sihanovich and Losik have been convicted for crimes under the third part of the Article 130, the first part of the Article 293 of the Belarusian Criminal Code. They've been sentenced for 15 years of imprisonment.
Mr. Tikhanovsky, who has already spent 20 months in jail, was arrested in May 2020, just 2 days after he declared his candidacy for the August 2020 presidential election. Planning to challenge authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko, he became known for his anti-Lukashenko slogan, "Stop the cockroach." After his arrest, his wife ran in his place, drawing tens of thousands of people to rally in her support during the campaign. She's called the sentencing painful.
You know, I knew before that the sentence will be on this day, and I was sure that I'm fully prepared for any sentence. But in reality, I discovered that, you know, of course, it's hit me a lot. You know, I didn't expect such a big digit. So, of course, I have to live through this. I'm not going to count, okay, what age will be Sergei in 18 years, because I truly believe, I'm sure that it will not be 18 years of imprisonment.
She says work will continue to have all political prisoners freed.
We will meet in the nearest future with him. With the joint actions, so we will manage to release all political prisoners. But of course, it's painful. You know, I don't deny this.
The official results of last year's election handed Alexander Lukashenko a landslide victory and sixth term in office, but were denounced by the opposition and the West. It triggered months of mass protests in Belarus, the largest of which saw some 200,000 people taking to the streets of the capital, Minsk. It also led to a violent crackdown on demonstrators with beatings and arrests. Ms. Tikhanovskaya fled the country to Lithuania a day after the vote under pressure from authorities. She says she will do what she can to keep pressuring the regime.
There is no single action you can do and people will be released. It's every day difficult job. Joint job with democratic forces, with people in Belarus, with international society, on the highest political level, ordinary people. It's creating of multiple points of pressure on the regime. So, you know, this is what I'm going to do next, tomorrow and day after tomorrow and next weeks. So it's unstoppable job and nothing new will appear.
She's also called on the people of Belarus to step up.
Sergei doesn't think also that it will be years of imprisonment. And as he says, I will sit in jail as long as Belarusians allow me to do this. So it's up to Belarusians, it's up to international civil society, democratic countries to allow or not allow these years to be lost years in everyday life.
It comes just days after United States President Joe Biden hosted a summit for democracy on World Human Rights Day. Gitanas Nausėda, president of Lithuania, where Ms. Tikhanovskaya was forced to flee to, offered Lithuania's full support.
We support the democratic forces of Belarus fighting the brutal regime. I would like to use this opportunity to express my greatest respect to the Belarusian civil society leader present among us today, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. I am convinced that the way to end the current crisis in Belarus is for the regime to free all political prisoners and launch an inclusive domestic political dialogue with civil society and the opposition.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.